Reish Tani Kres, Sif Tez Vov. Neu betoich chekoi, oi betoich panas, oi betoich aspatularia. If the camel that you want to make a brocha on is in his lap, in a fashion that is covered up by a garment, and you don't see the flame itself, or it's also inside some type of container that's protecting the fire, but the mice, you don't see the fire itself. To make the brocha, you have to be able to have two conditions. Number one is that you benefit from the light that's coming out from the candle. Even if you see it, but it's just a very dim light and doesn't help you for anything, it's not enough. Number two is, even if you see light coming out of it, you don't see the flame itself, that's also not acceptable. But if the flame is covered by glass, it's in a glass container, even though you see through the glass, you can still make the bracha, because you're getting all the light, and you also see the flame through the glass. That is the opinion of Magen Avraham and many Achronim, but the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be more machmir, that the flame has to be exposed. If it's covered up even by glass, it's not acceptable. For chatchila, you should have a fire which is, if you can't find such a fire, then even if you have the fire which is in a glass container, it's also good. If Chaim Oizah held, you can make a burning marish on a incandescent light bulb, because that's considered a fire. It just goes covered by glass, not enough reason to say that you cannot make a bracha. So in order to make the bracha, you do need these two conditions, that you see the flame and you also benefit from the light. Sifrei Tzedek Tes. Sifat also lechel shum dover. If you lish tois v'yayin asher amashkin chutz mimayim, trish tekshach ad she yavdis. One is prohibited to eat or drink anything after you finish this to the shlishis. And it's already nightfall before night. So from nightfall till night, it's also to eat and drink anything other than water. Water is permitted. Mr. Brew holds that if somebody did not start his to the shlishis before Shkia, if it's a little bit after Shkia, it's still permitted to become the mitzvah to the shlishis. You can rely on the fact that it's suffix if it is nightfall. Maisa, being in Eretz Yisrael, it's very makkah to start before Shkia. As an issue, passing that way also, that once it's Shkia, you lost your Suda Shlishis. According to Mr. Brewer, like he said, if it's in a Shloshis, stam eating you cannot do, but for the mitzvah Suda Shlishis, since it's a suffering lila, you can do it.